Well, it's going to be an interesting day in the markets. We got good economic data coming out yesterday. And that was good news. The markets are going to be somewhat on hold. Volume is going to be very low. There are going to be some traders that are expecting an outcome of the election tomorrow. And if nothing else, I think there's a very likely possibility that we will get a leaning towards this election. So I believe in my heart of hearts, and I have for a very long time, I am convicted. I believe that President Trump is going to win this election. I believe that God is going to give us another chance to continue to or to begin a revival and repentance like we have not seen yet. I hope that is the case. I believe that from an economic perspective, at least on a temporary basis, things will be okay no matter who gets elected in the short term. I do know from an economic perspective that there is going to be volatility on the downside if President Trump gets elected. Some of it will be some sort of knee-jerk reaction by the doom and gloom sayers, by the never Trumpers. But it's going to be irrelevant and have zero impact on the efforts that this president is going to make for the economy. And that's all we need to focus on. We need to stay focused on the economy. We need to get less focused, and we can spend this maybe several years doing that, to become less focused on what the market is doing, to stop watching financial news, to stop hearing me say that the Dow is up or that it's down or the S&P is up or down, and ignore me when I say it. I say it with a different mentality than most, but I also say it understanding that most don't really understand where I'm coming from when I talk about it. Ignore it, because we've got to be less market focused and more economic focused, because if we follow the economy, we will do well, and we will continue to be good and great stewards of what God has given us. We will see his resources that he has allowed us to manage grow, and I pray and hope that with that growth, that we would use it for the kingdom work that he has put before us. If we do those things, we will have no problems. We will have no stresses or strains or worries, as long as we don't keep taking in deception into our hearts and minds and what we read and what we say and what we listen to, and we continue to pull in the truth. Let's pray this morning as we think about the election. We think about God's grace, and we pray for the pouring out of his grace and mercies to us. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come before you. Lord, you have said in 1 Thessalonians 15, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. Today is a day like no other that we need to be praying all day long. Without ceasing doesn't mean, I would imagine, one continuous prayer, but to be mindful and prayerful of what is before us. And today we are mindful and prayerful of what is before the nation, a nation that you built firmly upon the Word of God, that you raised up a country to be a shining city on a hill, that you raised up a nation to push against the evil, the darkness of this world in every possible way. You have raised up a nation that has been a nation more obvious perhaps than any other of your hand and your protection around it. And we pray that your continued hand and hedge of protection would be around this nation. Today, in a powerful way, Lord, that you would show the world who exactly is in control of not only this election, but everything that is happening, that this election could not be won when every piece of media is against this president, but you will bring to light, we hope and pray, that the words of who can be against us when you are for us is apparent to even those that are non-believers, that surely this must be an act of God. We pray, Lord, again, your hand of grace, but Lord, we come before you with an understanding that we will joyfully accept your will, whatever your will might be, Lord, because we know that all that you do is for the good of those who love you, Lord, and we know that you will do what is right and just and good for America, even though it may be painful. But we pray, Lord, that our will is your will, and your will is to allow America one more chance, a chance to repent, to be in recognition of you, for your church to grow and to proclaim you boldly. We pray, Lord, for that opportunity and chance once again. We pray your blessing on this election, that it would be free of corruption, that you would destroy corruption before it ever reaches where it is intended to go, that you would be a guardian of this process, and through that you will prove your hand of mercy and grace upon us. We lift up the president and the vice president, a stressful time, and we pray a joyous time, but we pray your protection upon them, all of the voters, all of the workers, your people, Lord God, that we would have an opportunity to rejoice in such a powerful way, that we would promise and stand firm upon the word of God and praise your name, regardless of where we are or who we are in front of. We thank you for America, Lord, a nation truly built upon you, one nation that is in fact under God and under your hand of protection. We thank you for America. We are in recognition of your grace upon this nation, and we pray that you would shower us with your blessings this day, and we pray this in the precious name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. See you all in a few hours.